This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. Our call-in number is 512-248-8252. Okay, Rick, go ahead.
I would say this one last thing here. Minutes before the show, I was busy looking up lard on Walmart to see what would happen, because we all know that the cost of meat has been rising incredibly, but Armor still is selling, which I guess is the brand that I always see around, still selling lard for about $2 a pound. So they got a four pound bucket, plastic bucket of it, for $8. Not just for the health reasons, because, you know, in a grid down situation or in a survival situation or when things just plain get tough, not only are you going to require some sort of cooking oil, and I'm certainly suggesting you do not use Crisco or vegetable oil, before people catch on, like the toilet paper problem, before people catch on to all of this, I'm going to suggest that you go out and you get some buckets of this stuff and set it aside. I'm not necessarily going to tell you to eat lard, but I'm going to tell you that there may come a time when you really need it. You really want it and you really need it. Now, before everybody catches on to what's going on, I would grab some while it is still available. And as far as the subject of the eggplant and olive oil, I would probably just put this to you as a fun cooking experiment, which could be utilized, I think, down the road in a food storage situation, particularly if you've got olive oil, if you've been storing olive oil. I am a huge olive oil fan. My lunch every day is a Tupperware bowl, and I'm talking about like one that's like a foot across, a big one, filled with dark leafy greens. It's a Mediterranean-style salad, red onions, of course, about 6 tablespoons of olive oil, seeds and nuts, broccoli. I guess that is about it. Sprouts, if I've got them. If I've got sprouts, certainly they go in there. Black olives, stuff like that. It is good for you, and just a lot of fun to eat. I have mastered the art of driving with my knees and eating salad. I'm really good at it. Yeah, I'll probably get a ticket for eating salad one of these days. What's that?
It sounds a little shaky to me.
Well,
you're driving with your knees, at least for long periods.
We've got an amazing place here called the Valley, which is 5 straight miles. And, you know, if you take your time, that gives you 5 full minutes straight, just going straight. You know, you don't have to, you wouldn't want to do this on a 2-lane road, or on a curvy road. You know, that's a little too much, knee action.
Yeah, but you, if you're going straight, it's for that.
Yeah, you really do. Yeah. Yeah. That's, So anyway, that would be essentially my take on that phase of the gardening situation. So with changing subjects, unless you have any thoughts on this matter, I was going to talk about Bitcoin for a minute. Did you remember
going to talk about the explosions in China, and we ain't got to that either.
Yeah, what did you see? Did you look?
You bet I did. I can't believe
what happened past me,
Rick. Well, there were explosions of different types. I'll tell you right now. Two of them look like a fuel-air combo weapon, binary weapon going off. A couple of them just look like chemical explosions.
Hmm.
Honestly, Rick, I don't know what's going on. The types of explosions that I saw, I think, I'm not saying it's impossible, but they looked a little bit too complicated and a little bit too big to be terrorist acts, perhaps by the Muslims that are being persecuted. I can't really make heads or tails out of it. One or two might have been coincidences, and you know, but I think the rest of them were some kind of attack.
Well, the one that was felt 20 kilometers away was definitely gigantic, and the fact that there have been 10 of them all over China in 1 week does not seem like any kind of a coincidence.
Right.
It seems to me like somebody is doing something bizarre, like blowing things up and killing people. I don't know how they're doing it or why they're doing it, but they are doing it.
Well, I agree. You know, this was a coordinated attack from somewhere. I'll guarantee you that. But they were highly complicated attacks. You know, this wasn't truck bombs parked outside or anything like that.
No, looked like it was inside the building.
Right. And two of them, like I said, I know for sure by looking at them, they were fuel-air type explosives. You know,
well, there were three in one day. At one point last week, there was three in one day, which... And in different cities, in three different cities in one day. So that is just very weird.
And then they had two of the same cities bombed, or two bombs in the same cities, what I'm trying to say. This can't be coincidence. One, I guess at the outside, possibly two could be coincidence. But remember now, China's been having these explosions, just not in this number, on a regular basis since last July. You know, this isn't a new thing. It's been going on for months, but only one or two a week, not 10 in 1 week.
I have no idea what's going on,
and the Chinese ain't talking.
That's the question, is do they have a group of... Let's say freedom fighters or something like that that are creating terror because they've had enough of the Chinese government, or is this the Chinese government terrifying people? I can't figure it out.
I don't know. If it's the Chinese government terrifying people, from what I read, they're doing a good job of it.
I would think.
Some of those explosions took out entire city blocks.
Yeah, they're huge. These are
not just one building. Yeah. I mean, they wiped out, you know, I looked at one university, it got bombed. It looked like the whole thing was pretty much leveled. All the buildings.
Yeah, and like I said, these blasts are so powerful, they're shredding the cars that are outside, doors off. You know, how do you get a blast large enough inside of a building to tear the doors off of a car? I mean, that is a pretty powerful blast.
Well, my thinking, Rick, is they weren't bombs inside of a building, necessarily.
Yeah.
They could have easily been surface-to-surface missiles, you know, for that kind of an explosion.
Well,
and something with
of course,
the
live feed. Yeah, where was that weird explosion that looked like a limited nuke coming in, and you could see a streak coming down? Was that in Israel?
That was a couple years ago. In fact, they're still having, right now they're having riots between the Muslims and the Christians because the judge is a Christian
and I say right now, a week ago, and the Muslims don't think there's going to be a fair trial. Of course, there's already a predetermined verdict against somebody. I forgot who it was.
Well, the only way anybody's going to get a fair trial is if the judge is Christian. If the judge is a Muslim, you may as well have Hillary Clinton as your judge.
Right. I agree.
Well, what I was going to say was these live feeds from China, a lot of these are just, cameras that are running, looking this way or that way, catching these explosions. Doesn't seem to be any evidence of anything coming out of the sky. That doesn't mean it's not, but, anyway.
But I'm just saying the kind of explosions there were, I don't see you taking two Connex boxes full of explosives into a restaurant and getting away with it.
The whole thing makes no sense. Well, I can't wait. I don't think China is going to tell you the truth, but I would sure love to hear what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's the problem with China. Is they just won't tell you the truth about anything. Of course, our government's so much better about the truth. You can count on them.
Well, you noticed how both Chinese society and our society are both, I start to use the word compromise, but that's not it. But they're very slowly starting to meld together. China's having a few more freedoms, or were, and the United States is getting more restrictive. I actually thought about graphing it, and I bet the two lines converge, but I haven't done it yet.
Well,
in what way are they getting freer? In what way are they getting freer?
Well, you look at 1950 China, even compared to now. There's so much more freedom in China than there was. Remember the 60 million person purge, what they called the Cultural Revolution. 60 million people, what was it, 5 years, 60 million people, Rick?
Yeah, I think the government has clearly come to the conclusion that they cannot exist without some form of capitalism because...
Right.
As they tell you, socialism is great. You always run out of somebody else's money. So they do need to have people incentivized to produce. And so I think they tolerate capitalism to a point. And if you call that more free, I guess it looks like freer.
Well, don't get me wrong. It's a totalitarian, racist society. And when I say racist, I do mean racist. They complain about racism in America. You ever sat down and talked to Chinese people and figured out how racist they are? They're even racist against their own. You got the Han Chinese, and then you got the everybody else. It is a mess there. I am not praising China. Don't think for a moment I am. But if you notice with all this censoring and all that we have in this country going on, I honestly see us becoming more like China in the long run.
I guess that is a good point. All of the people who I like to listen to, who seem to be telling the truth, have been thrown off of of YouTube quite some time ago, and one over to this Shoot Rumble, and there's one more. So changing subjects here, we don't want to get caught up too far. So we have the government. You were talking about inflation at the beginning of the show, and so what we have here is a situation that I have addressed numerous times, and that is that The dollar is obviously slated for destruction, and that is by design. By design.
Oh, yeah.
If you're stuck inside that system, if your brain is stuck inside that system, then you're just going to have to go down with the ship, and I'm not going to try to talk you out of it. But the smart money is moving as quickly as they can into cryptos. Now we find MasterCard's now involved. Who? Oh yeah, right. Yeah, they're involved. They're all trying to figure out, and all the major banks are trying to figure out exactly how to use these cryptos in their system, and they will. It will all become, if the U.S. dollar does not, some people, there's a lot of varying, opinions regarding this. I guess one of the most popular opinions at this point is that the dollar will coexist with Bitcoin, and Bitcoin will become the world standard, whereas the dollar might be more of a local currency. That does make a lot of sense to me. That
yeah.
seems like something that could easily happen. The dollar remains the dollar, but of course, you know, we have the de-dollarization of the world going on. You know, you've got all these countries who are agreeing to trade in their own currencies and leave the dollar out of it. The petrodollar is kind of a thing. It's a dinosaur at this point. China and the Mideast, they don't convert into dollars anymore to buy oil. So, you know, we're out of that game. And on and on that goes. So here's the deal. This is interesting. Bitcoin kind of did made an all-time high about a week ago, got near 70,000, and has pulled back and has been trading sideways in what's called a rising.
Last week, okay. What did I say it was going to do?
I don't know.
I said it was going to pull back.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I said it was going to pull back, perhaps down to 55,000 to 58,000 range.
Well, it hasn't done that.
No, it hasn't done that. But come, I think, mid-month, in other words, you know, 3 or 4 days, I really believe that all the cryptos are going to go up, both, you know, Ethereum, Bitcoin, and some of the significant altcoins are just going to take off like a rocket ship.
Well, that's interesting because they're... Well, so this, for the moment, so we have if you're a chartist, we have what's called a pennant pattern or a rising wedge. It doesn't matter what you call it. I don't trade in and out of the market, so these things don't excite me. However, they are, for me, a general rule where I can look at them and say, I think this is more likely than that. So right now, Bitcoin has found support at about $63,500 and has been bouncing around there for about a week. And and they're forming a pennant, which means that the range just keeps getting smaller and smaller. But what I wanted to say about it was just this, aside from the obvious case for not being in the dollar and or for being out of the dollar, which would include gold, silver, cryptos, I mentioned this last week, and this gets funnier, because even though Bitcoin did hit a high, it didn't even hit 70,000, it is supposed to hit 98,000 by the end of the month, according to the stock to flow model plan B. So what we have here is, 2 weeks left, and this thing's got to make, 663. What does it got to go? It's got to go $25,000 in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So what I'm telling you guys is,
times have we seen Bitcoin go up $2,500 in a day or in an hour?
Yeah. Well, there. If you go back in history, this is funny, and the only reason I'm bringing this up is because I'm doing the Gene Dixon thing. I'm telling you stuff just in case it comes true. You could tell everybody Rick said it, and that is that they say on the 26th this thing's just going to go wild. Well, we'll see.
Okay, Rick, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay-to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, Rick, you were talking about Bitcoins.
Well, hang on a second.
We can put that to rest.
I just wanted to say one thing.
Small voters, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Just one point, all right? Actually, two.
Yeah.
One, right now, Bitcoin's at $64,570. And if you had invested in Bitcoin 1 year ago today.
Yeah.
You would have a 295.5% increase. So with all the downs, all the talk about Bitcoin crashing, those hodlers, and hold on for dear life, you know, basically you would add a 300% return on your money in 1 year. So go ahead to where you want it, Rick. I just wanted to put that out.
No, well, you know, to that point, you remember... About 4 years ago, I was on vacation, and while I was driving, we were talking about this, and I think at that point, Bitcoin was like, what was it, 11,000 or something, or 700?
Well,
I can't even remember what it was. It was nothing.
Uh,
and
Yeah, down in the $15,000 range.
Yeah, so you know, what we have here is that, you know, Bitcoin has been a superb investment regardless of all of the negative hype that you're going to get from trolls and so-called financial advisors and other people. But the reason, there's only, and I said this before, and it's true, there's only one reason Bitcoin exists, and there's one reason it's going up, is because the dollar is crashing and it's going to go away. So, you know,
right.
You better decide. Yeah, don't be at the airport when your ship comes in, okay? That's my advice to you. This isn't financial advice, it's travel advice. So, you know, we're not going to get into it. Maybe I will next week. The altcoins, I don't trust them, but it's an investment vehicle for a lot of people. Basically, it's a big casino, and everybody's having a great time trying to get 300-400% in a day. I'm not interested in that kind of thing. I'm just interested in getting some money set aside for my family. If and when anything happens to me, they'll have some stuff.
Right.
Small motors, we're at that time of the year where it's time to put up your motors. Also, I told you before, if you didn't do it, now is a good time for you to overlay your garden with a couple inches of compost. You'll thank me in the spring. Spring is only 4 months away, okay? I will be planting crops inside in 90 days. So, you know, seems like it's forever, but it's not that far off. I will be, you know, putting my peppers and tomatoes and stuff in under grow lights inside in 3 months. So, and your small motor. So this is the deal. Now, this was kind of interesting to me. Each of my small engines, and apparently I have way more than I thought I did, I've got probably three or four G-lips, three or four chainsaws, other forms of small pressure washer, and other things like this. Each and every one, I drain the gas out of it, and then I put treated gas. I actually use two-stroke in all these things because it's got lube in it. It's got pure synthetic. I use Poulan or Black Max, pure synthetic two-stroke oil, and fill the thing up and run it for a few minutes and get that the treated fuel all the way through the system. And then to turn it off, I throw the choke on and actually flood the motor with this lubricated gasoline. And so you say, so here's the deal. When that sits for till spring and you go to fire that stuff up, if it's a four-stroke motor, that oil is going to be cold, and it's going to be all the way down in the bottom, and it's going to take, 5-10 seconds to get up on the cylinder walls. That's way too long. So if you've got lube in the gasoline,
that's great. And actually, I do the same thing. But what I do, you know, if a motor hadn't been run for 3 months or something, I disconnect the spark plug and just crank it a dozen times, make sure everything's lubricated, then plug in the spark plug, push in the choke all the way, get the flooding out of the way by just pulling on it or hooking up to a battery charger and running the electric starter, whichever kind of thing it is. And, you know, that way I'm not doing any damage when it first kicks off.
Yeah, it's going to be in those first few seconds where your rings are dry. And, you know, you take something like a small two-stroke, like a chainsaw or a weed whip, and those things are running at 7 or 10,000 RPMs. If that thing runs for, we're talking about a four-stroke. The great thing about synthetic fuel oil is that it's treated. And here we go again.
Yep. And here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we have bottom down. Break. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime fighting, political science analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. All right, gentlemen.
Well, okay,
while
Brent,
we're doing this, yeah, let me extol the virtues of a chemical that I am particularly fond of called seafoam. This stuff is a solvent which has the ability to clean motors up. I mean, these carburetors, these little carburetors, a small carburetor on a chainsaw or weed whip is going to be made either by an outfit called Walbro or Zama,
yep.
Z-A-M-A. Yeah, Walbro or Zama, those are the two that make, you know, all of your little carburetors. They have little holes, fuel holes in them. They could be a 32nd of an inch. I mean, they're so tiny. And the old fuels, the leaded fuels never messed with these carburetors, but the new fuels, unleaded with ethanol, screws them up pretty good, especially when they sit over the winter. What I did was, I had a hedge trimmers, a steel hedge trimmers, which I'm fond of, and it has been running poorly all year. I tried to hold the carburetor. I tried an experiment, and this is what I did. I turned the thing on its side with the air filter off, carb up, and I ran the RPMs up, and I took a can of seafoam, and I put my thumb over the hole, and I let it dribble into the carburetor while the thing was running about half speed. And, of course, every right. time a few drops hit, it would choke down and look like it was going to die and then come back up again. Okay. And right. I put a double dose of seafoam in the gasoline. So the thing was doing was it wouldn't run unless it was on half choke. Okay, so half choke means that there's a blockage somewhere, there's a partial blockage of the fuel. So you got to half choke it in order to make it work. That's really not the way things should be. So what I did was, the first time I did it, I got no results. And the second time I did it, what I did was I turned it on its side, started dribbling seafoam into the carb while it was running, and then after I had done that for about 60 seconds, I dumped a bunch of it in the carburetor and killed it. And then I left it overnight. And the next day when I started it up, all kinds of blue smoke started coming out of the thing. And do you know, right. lo and behold, it actually cleared the blockage overnight. So I don't have to rebuild it. I don't have to rebuild the carb now. I am good to go. So that was I took a college class in small engines, so it's called a tech
college. Rick, I hate to interrupt you, buddy.
You're fine. You're fine.
But we do have a couple of callers waiting.
Well, we better get going. Time's waste.
That's what I'm thinking. We're going to Kathleen in Texas on line 5. Good morning, Kathleen.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Lori. Hi, Rick. I
Hi.
Called, and I'm sorry to interrupt your motor repair. But anyway, I wanted to tell you guys about dirtdoctor.com. Dirtdoctor.com. This is out of Dallas.
Right.
And this guy, Howard Garrett, he has everything organic, everything non-poison. And a few weeks ago, I heard you recommend Roundup, Rick. And so I wanted you to know that there are alternatives to poisoning the groundwater and everything. So dirtdoctor.com. And so because it's so important that we don't get that glyphosate into the water table and everything. They say it's even in mother's milk now. It's just so pervasive.
It is.
But anyway, okay, you guys are in my prayers.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you. That was very kind.
Okay. Next we go to Jerry in Missouri on line 9. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, sir. I have never called into your show before, so I'm kind of like a newbie with you guys. But about 10 minutes into the first hour, it was mentioned about Parkinson's disease and some forms of treatment. Could I visit with you all about that subject by chance?
Yes, please.
For five minutes, sure.
Okay. When, in modern-day terms, was Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease discovered?
Well, I don't really
know. I don't know that.
Okay, well, in World War II, in the Pacific, there was an island. The Japanese took the island, and there was no big problem because the only people on the island were cannibals. The Japanese doctors saw various symptoms. They brought in a full team. Well, it wasn't too much longer that the Americans came in and took that island. That disease was called Crutchfield-Jacobson's disease. The Americans saw that the Japanese were trying to make this into a weapon to be used on people. And so they proceeded with the studies, and that name, Creutzfeldt-Jacobson's disease, was what is used to throw people off. Okay, so how did it get into people in Alzheimer's and into Parkinson's? By the way, there's two types of Alzheimer's, and then you have Parkinson's. Both in the initial symptoms are do not look the same at all, but in the later stages, they're the exact impact on the individual. Well, they decided the only way to do it was because cannibals were eating their own flesh. They had to get cows to eat their own flesh. And the way they did that, they took the waste products from the cows and pigs, so forth, bearing in mind cows don't eat meat. And they fed that in the grain. You can go back into history in the 90s and early 2000s, massive outbreaks of what they called mad cow disease. They don't want you to know the same name.
Which is the
then
same
it got into
as
deer.
Jacob, you know, it's exactly the same. I said,
yes.
You know, mad cow disease and Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease are the same thing.
Yes, yes, it is. But it's the way they've got it into the cows because cows don't eat meat. Well, anyway, in respect to rural survival, and I've had these incidents that I know what I'm talking about. I mean, you call me a liar, whatever. Deer can pick up. They don't eat meat. Deer can pick
no, but
up.
They eat cattle feed, though.
Well, yeah, they do that, but they can also pick it up by the saliva off of a cow by coming right behind a cow and feeding off that grass. Now,
yes,
at the same time, and at the same time, you know, but let's finish up with the deer. You know, now that with them is called a different disease, so it confuses everybody. Well, if you find a deer on your property, which I have done in the past, and it's staggering, it's acting funny, you shoot that deer, you kill that deer, and you burn him. You burn him until there's nothing left. Now,
I agree.
One of the most important overlooked aspects is a skunk. Skunks will go into a dead item and they will eat. You see a skunk.
Awesome.
Yes. Coyotes, all kinds of things. Okay, that eat meat. But in particular, the skunk is really bad. If you see a skunk during the daytime, and it's out in the daytime, number one, you know there's something wrong with it, but then you observe him for a little bit, and you kill him, and you burn him. So if you're in rural survival, don't plan on the government doing anything for you, because if you report a cow, a deer, or a skunk, the government's going to come down and shut down your whole damn place, and you're going to be without a place. You got to learn how to take care of yourself. Now, obviously, when you're picking up a skunk or dragging a deer, you put on gloves that you burn also when you're done. So people in rural survival have an opportunity to take care of themselves and stop this chronic wasting, mad cow disease and everything, but the government will not tell you how to do it. They want to come in and get your stuff.
Well, Jerry, I don't know what part of Missouri you're in, but around here, calling the government is the last thing I know of anybody doing it. We handle our own problems, you know.
Oh, I agree with you 100%, but there are some people that still call the goofy government, and they don't take care of the problem, you know. So I just thought I'd add that to you because I have very intensive experience with dealing with Alzheimer's. Okay, as a matter of fact, I've actually taught doctors. And I'm also going to suggest to you that we have the leader of a certain country that is taking Thorazine, and he stands up on a particular, a daily or weekly basis, and he can't talk, and he goes to world conferences, and he passes gas while shaking hands with one of the princesses of England. You might guess who I'm telling you that I believe is on Thorazine. And
he probably is.
He's got it.
Yeah,
anyway,
I would say most likely he is on it.
Right, and also he's also wearing a super new type of contact lenses, and if you know anything about that subject, you can tell just by the way he's holding his eyes, you can tell by the color of his eyes. So, yeah. We have a president of the United States that has mad cow disease, is what I'm trying to get to. Anyway, I thank you. I appreciate all the work that you guys... And, you know, I'm sorry I've never called in, but I happen to know...
Well, call in again.
Well, maybe I will, but, you know, I have to have a lot of experience on a subject before I want to call in. I am funny about that. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for your show. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right, thank you, Jerry. We appreciate you, buddy. Have a good one. All right, Rick, we don't have any more callers waiting right now. We do have time for one more really quick at 512-248-8252. And it'd have to be quick. Anyway, Rick, you know, what Jerry was talking about, what they call chronic wasting disease in deer, which is the exact same thing as mad cow disease, which is...
Well, don't they also call it blue tongue? Isn't it also called blue tongue? Where their tongue swells up,
no,
they can't eat.
No, blue tongue is something different. No,
oh,
blue
is it?
Tongue
is okay.
Something different.
Okie dokie.
And I haven't seen a case of that in over 20 years here.
Well, I know I gain about a pound a month, so I don't have it. I do not. I have no chronic wasting disease. Yeah.
But, no, the chronic wasting disease, the mad cow disease, Creutzfeldt-Jakob, it's all the same critter. But Jerry's right.
Yeah.
They just give it different names.
Well, you know, you got to ask yourself how much of these things have been created by our own government and perpetrated on an innocent peoples who just want to live a normal life of some kind. And it is so difficult sometimes to... not succumb to depression or anger or something along these lines. How to keep your chin up? How to keep your chin
I
up?
Agree.
And
hey, buddy,
and
we have Mike in Kentucky. Let's get to Mike in Kentucky real quick. Good morning, Mike.
He would call in when we got 10 seconds left.
Yeah, come on, Mike.
You mean because of the break and you're doing something after the break?
Well, we're going to run out of time. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're getting good at this, Mike.
Well, there's not much time for the break. I hear the music.
No, you don't.
I don't hear it.
No, we got 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. I was just saying that a lot of your show is hard to listen to because when you talk over top of each other, you can't understand what either one of you are saying.
There's a lag in this, and we don't know we're doing it.
I know. That's why I'm trying to say it. Over.
Yeah, over. Sorry.
It's almost like talking on a radio. But anyway, there's a guy on Sunday morning, I'm trying to remember his name, with the Republic of Texas, and I would like to know what's wrong with his deer. He's hung up a chicken. The dang chicken was getting munched on by one of his pet deers. It makes me wonder what the thing was lacking minerals or what for it to start munching on a rotten chicken. And of course, deer.
Mike, I'm hearing these kind of stories from all over. Something is changing the animal population. I don't know what it is. You know, I'm hearing about, you know, eagles eating fruit. You name it. The stories are out there. And unless I see a video of it, I don't necessarily believe it. But I've seen some strange videos.
Speaking of Missouri, you know, the Common Sense Coalition guy, I guess he's dead by 15 years or so. He used to say that, shoot, shovel, and shut up when it comes to not taking any souvenirs, taking care of your own problems. It's a Derry Brownfield. Remember him?
Yes, I do. I actually met him a couple of times.
Yeah, I've ran across a few people have dedicated, or they like him enough that they've put up some archives of his shows here and there, and at random you can find them. But yeah, but that, you know, unfortunately, calling the government, and you know, if you talk about that around any bureaucrats, they're they're ready to pounce on you because you're advocating something that would interfere with their jurisdiction or police power or whatever. But
well,
anyway,
like
ahead.
You said, you know, shoot it, bury it, and shut up. You know, I've known several people, one that's dead now, and so it won't hurt anything to say anything, but he had a bear getting his feed shed. Now, he was an old Ozark boy. He'd lived here for his whole 70 years. You get a bear in your feed shed and he finds sweet feed, you will never, ever keep it out. So,
yeah.
He buried it and shut up.
Don't keep any souvenirs. And
nope.
Don't really tell anybody either, but he made that mistake of telling you. We had a couple of high-profile cases.
No, I was there.
A couple of times, probably, I don't know, several times on our public television network over here. Public television in Kentucky is called Kentucky Educational Television. And when they went digital, they had four channels they had to fill with programming. So I saw this documentary over and over again, pieces of it here and there. And they were calling them dump bears. In like 2006 or 2007, there was more black bear in the eastern United States than when Jamestown Colony was founded 400 years ago. So they're not in danger.
There you are.
They're like big fuzzy pigs.
No.
Now
they told me for 20 years there was no bears in Missouri. But anyway, we got a break. Okay. Go ahead, Marty.
All right, guys. This is our last break.
Thank you, Mark.
We'll be back in just a few minutes to wrap up the show.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
back to the Real Survivor Show. Okay, guys, it's time to wrap it up.
You bet.
Well, Rick.
Yeah.
Been a good show today.
Well, a couple things. Yeah. So yesterday I was laying bricks in the snow. That was a lot of fun. I thank God in His divine wisdom that I'm still in a position to do these things. So get your seeds now. Get lots of them, more than you think you need. Close up your small motors in an intelligent way. If you can't find seafoam, at least close them all down, shut them all down using synthetic two-stroke fuel. Yes, put it in the four strokes too. Put it in the four strokes, just the same as you would in a weed whip. Let's see, one more thing. Overlay your gardens, your garden beds right now with compost. Okay. And on to business. Holy Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do you, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all of the other evil spirits who wander through the world seeking ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you, buddy. Very appropriate,
yeah.
Especially in this
okay.
day and time. That
yeah,
might be able to wind up being our permanent prayer the way things are going.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
No. Okay, Lori.
Just the usual. Thank our sponsors, Extendivite and Lumidium.
Water Revolution.
Yeah, that one. Also, please remember our men and women. Please remember our men and women in uniform and their families, the elderly, the homeless, especially this time of year, especially with the cold weather. Keep our nation in your prayers. Pray that we have peace instead of war. Other than that, God bless everybody and thank you for tuning in. And thanks, Sam.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back same time, same channel next week. Hope everybody has a great week. Pray for us. We're praying for you. God bless you.
Four, weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central.